Okay, Mr. Shem. We'll see what we get through. But the idea is hopefully we'll start off with some Divrei Torah for Rosh Hashanah, things that you can share, that you can think about, especially just because, look, Rosh Hashanah is very, it's an important time of the year, and Chas V'Shalom, you should not have anything to say or to think about, just because, you know, it happens that sometimes you go to a studio, you go to a meal, especially maybe in yeshiva, and you sit around Bachrim, and, you know, you'd start talking about nonsense, and Rosh Hashanah is really a day that, you know, it may be 652. We have the lunar calendar, right? So it's 354, right? So
whatever,
2 days Rosh Hashanah, you know, we can try to focus ourselves and to hold ourselves back from just saying what we want and listening to what we want. But it's we're being judged, even though we're even not when we're in the middle of davening, we're being judged. So it's important to remember that. And that's one of the reasons we do this, is so you can have things to say. Believe me, you say the Rosh Hashanah guy next to you might say, you know what, I have something to share with you also. But if you're talking about nonsense, he'll talk about nonsense too. you never know. Okay. So, the first thing is, so this is a Sefer Emek Bracha. And he deals with the following. We're going to see a Rambam. He quotes a Rambam. And I'm gonna read it for you. And the Rambam is really based on the Gemara. But first, I'm going to read the Rambam. So the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, in the middle of it says as follows. Kishem sheh shoiklin avonos adam v'zichoyosav v'shas v'saso. Just like a person at the time of his death, his sins, his avonos, and his zichoyos and his merits are weighed out. Right? When a person dies, there's a scale, and his sins and his merits are weighed out. Kach, so too. Each and every year, each person's sins are measured out. Right? Everyone in the world, right? That implies, and Farshim pointed out, even the Goyim, every year they're also judged. Meaning his avonos are weighed out with his zechuyos on Rosh Hashanah. Now, mi shenimtza tzadik nichtam l'chaim, one who's found a tzadik nichtam l'chaim, what's a tzadik? One whose zechuyos, his merits are more than his avonos. Mi shenimtza rasha nichtam l'misa, one who's found to be a rasha, he is sealed for death, right? One whose avonos, his sins are more than his zechuyos. V'abeinoni toilin lo ad yom kippurim. Abeinoni, the person in the middle, right, which the Rambam told earlier, he's mechza mechza, he's equal part. We're supposed to look at ourselves like the Beinoni. We're equal, avonos and zechuyos. That person is toiling. He's like hanging. Ad yom kippurim, yom kippurim. Im asa tshuva nichtam l'chaim. If he does tshuva, then he's nichtam, he's sealed for life. Im lav, if not, nichtam misa, he's sealed for death. So, there's a sefer Kochvei Or, and that sefer was written by Rav Itzla Petersburg, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, who's the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter, and he raises the following question. If you open up a Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara there has a similar context, this is where the Rambam got his halacha from. The Gemara says, Amar of Chris Bedai, Amar of Yoichman. It says, Shleisha Svarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. There are three Svarim, three books to open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rishayim, Gemorim, one of the Rishayim, Gemorim, complete Rishayim. Echad shel Tzadikim, one of the righteous, Gemorim, complete righteous. Ve'echad shel Beinonim, and one of the Beinonim in between. Tzadikim Gemorim, Nichtavim, V'nichtsamim, La'alter, L'chaim. The Tzadikim, they're written and sealed immediately for life. The Rishayim Gemorim are Nichtavim, V'nichtsamim, La'alter, L'misa. And the Rishayim Gemurim are immediately signed and sealed for death. The Beinonim are tuyim v'ayimdim in Rosh Hashanah. And the Beinonim are hanging in the balance of Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, mi Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim. From Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippurim. If the Lashon, the Gemara is Zachu nichtavim l'chaim, lo Zachu nichtavim l'misa. So the Gemara says, if they're Zaycheh, they'll be written, they'll be sealed for life. And if they're not Zachu, they'll be sealed for death. So Rav Itzla Petersburg, in his Sefer Kochbor, he raises the following question. What happened here? If you look at the Gemara says if there was Zoycha, if there was Zoch, that's the lesson of the Gemara, Zoch, if there's Zoche. If I asked you, what do you do to get a Zchus? What do you do? What would you say?
Learn Torah.
Right. Mitzvah, learn Torah. We know Talmud Torah can take a Kulam. Isn't that the greatest Zchus in the world? It sounds like you could do a Maisa Torah. You could do anything that's good that will bring you a Zchus. Many things can bring you Zchusim. And that should tip the scales. It should knock you off the half and half and tip the scales. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, sounds like he understands the Gemara. It meant you have to do tshuva. If you go back to the Rambam didn't say you could do a mitzvah. The Rambam didn't say you could do learn Torah. Didn't say you could do chesed. The Rambam said, the beinonim are tluyim lo ad yom kippurim. They're hanging till yom kippurim. Im asa tshuva. If they do tshuva, they're going to be sealed for life. So the question is, why is it the Rambam said, if they do tshuva? It sounds like from the Gemara. Why didn't the Rambam understand the Gemara simply that you could do any good act? Learn Torah. Think about it. Give a scale. Zuchuyos and Avonos, it's equal. I need to tip the scale. So Rambam said, I have to do tshuva? Why can't I do a mitzvah? Learn Torah. Right? Learn Torah for Sismi Tshuva. What greater schools could you have? Limanat Torah is the greatest schools you could have. We say every morning, Talmud Torah can take a kulam. And the Rambam says, no, yet to Tshuva. I need a tip of scales. Why can't I do a mitzvah? That's the question that's raised by the Kosh Le'or of Itzlam at Tatsisberg. And again, so there's the same for Emek Bracha. Right, we're going to have three answers to that question. Three answers to that question, right? We got the question. There are three answers we're going to present for that question. One is going to be from Rav Itzla Petersburg himself in the Sefer Kol Chayor. One is going to be from the Emek Bracha. And one, right, Rav Paramshik, I think. And the third will be an answer I once heard. So, if you look here, he quotes pretty much a synopsis. I give a synopsis of what we just said. And we're going to start Ubisefer Koch Ve'or. Right? It's like 10 lines down if you want to follow. So he says, he quotes the Sefer Koch Ve'or, and he says, the Harei Beinoni Hainu Misha Maisav Shkulim Machati Zechuyos Machati Avonos. The Beinoni is, he's measured half and half. It's equal measurement. Imkein Lamitzar Tshuva. So why does he need Tshuva? Ha'afilu below Tshuva Bekal Yachol is L'schus B'din. He could easily be Zaychet to get a good judgment, to be sealed for life. Ayadeisha Yosef Mitzvah Achas. Do one mitzvah. Ulachriya Kapas Chus, and he'll tilt the scales to, he was half and half. Do a mitzvah, you'll tip the scales to the Zuchuyos, and you'll be sealed for life. Uzuchuyos to be Ruben Me'avay Naisav. His Chusim are be more than his Averas. V'necham L'chaim. So therefore, why is the Rambam says he has to dafka specifically do tshuva? V'teretz. This is the answer of Rav Itzlam at Petersburg in the Sefer Koch Ve'or. The kevon dechayvas atshuva be yamim elu hu yaiser gadol me bechol hashana. The importance of doing tshuva during these days of the Aseres Mitzvah is greater than the entire year. Minias HaTshuva means that you withheld, you held back, you didn't do it. Says Rav Itzla, it's a tremendous Avera that Hashem gave you the opportunity to do Tshuva and you didn't take it. Imagine, a person has a job, they messed up, they made a mistake. Their boss could say, I'm firing you. All done, goodbye. But he says, you know what, I'll let you rectify. And you didn't take advantage of it. You said, who cares? Hashem gave us the opportunity to rectify our deeds, to do tshuva. And to not take advantage of that, that in and of itself is a tremendous aveira. And that's such a great Avera, there's no way to tip the scales against that. So that's the answer he gives, that it's so important to do tshuva during these days. If one doesn't take advantage of it, it's such a great avera, you can't tip the scales. Do mitzvos. It's not going to help. Because on the other side is the enormity that Hashem gave us the ability to tshuva, we didn't take advantage of. Now the Emek Bracha gives his own answer. He's bothered by that. For example, he says, would a person dip kuach nefesh? Meaning he's bothered for certain reasons, but let's leave that answer as it is. It was by Gadol in his own right. And the Emek Bracha says his own answer. He says, Im kein, nearly me is daiti pasha. He says, according to me, it's pasha. The ha dibit inon ase tshuva hainu mitzad atma. Why do we need tshuva? We need tshuva in and of itself. Mishum dinehei moyu kolashana lahachriya kafaschus. Even the whole year, if we've got a scale, one day add nevera, one day add a mitzvah, so on and so forth. Af I mitchilas hashana. If from the beginning of the year, Haya Russia, he's a Russia. Shavainaisa Mirubin. Hainu Davka ad Hatviya Shoyomadin. That's only until the judgment. The Tviya means like the claim. That's Davka until the Tviya of Yomadin. Meaning it could be changed. Throughout the year it could be changed. Avab Rosh Hashanah. But once Rosh Hashanah is here, Kivar Shakla Vainaisa Nimsa. But now his averus has been weighed out. Until Rosh Hashanah, there's a scale. The scale is going here, going there, going back and forth. But once Rosh Hashanah comes, the scale is set. The scale is set. Whatever it is, it is. If he's found a benoni and not a tzaddik, already kivar nasis alav tviya al shelo nimtza tzaddik Rosh Hashanah. He's already, there's a tviya against him. There's a claim against this guy. Rosh Hashanah came and you were not a tzaddik. Therefore, ma yo ma shachakach yachriya atzmo eskavskos liostad. So what's it going to help now? Oh, I'm going to do an extra mitzvah. So now, I should be a tzaddik. Sakdin came. You're not a tzaddik. So doing a mitzvah to say, now I'm a tzaddik. It's not going to help. The judgment came. You are not, you were judged. You are a benini, not a tzaddik. You were mayo mash acher kach yachri atzmo esa kaschus liyo tzaddik. How does that help? Mikomakom, but nevertheless, harei tviya alav adayin kayemes. But there's another tviya. There's another claim against him. He didn't have one claim. Why weren't you a tzaddik? He's got another claim. Lama lo haya tzaddik bizman akodim ad Rosh Hashanah. Utviya zu. The tviya is, wait. Why weren't you a tzaddik? Why weren't you a tzaddik? Who was holding you back? Why weren't you a tzaddik? Lama lo haya tzaddik bizman hakodem ad Rosh Hashanah? Why weren't you a tzaddik before Rosh Hashanah? Utviyazu lo yochol lahizbata el yayidei tshuva shleima. That tviya, that claim against him, that why weren't you a tzaddik, that claim, he can only be mevatel through tshuva. He does tshuva, klalo sheldava. Deshikul avoynos eino ela b'Rosh Hashanah. The measurement of the sins is on Rosh Hashanah. Bahach ros kapas chus eino mo elas ela ad zman shikul avoynos v'lo acharka. But to tip the scales, that only helps until they're measured. But after, it doesn't help. So now, there's another tviya. The tviya is, why weren't you a tzaddik? So that tviya, he says, a person can be mevato if he does tshuva. You're right, I made a mistake. But you know what? I want to be better. I want to be that tzaddik. And by doing tshuva, he's able to be mevato that claim against him, why weren't you a tzaddik? But the numbers are in. The numbers are in. It's not going to help now. The numbers are in. To do another mitzvah is not going to help. The numbers are in. It was decided. But there's a claim. There's a claim against him. But why weren't you a tzaddik? Why weren't you a tzaddik? So by doing tshuva, he shows, I want to be that tzaddik. I want to be that tzaddik. I want to work on myself. I'm trying. And through that, it gives him a vato, that claim against him. Now, the third answer, an answer I once heard, is based off a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma Pei Vav on my base. What? Yeah, if you want, I mean, you don't have to, it's sure, you don't have to fight. It's okay if you don't have to. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, the Gemara in Yuma Pei Vav says as follows. It quotes Reish Lakish. It says, I'm a Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish says, G'day L'tshuva, she's doina is na'aseh lo kishkagos. How great is tshuva? You know how great tshuva is? Tshuva is so great, a person is something to be amazing on purpose. If he does tshuva, we'll make it like it was a shogeg, kishkagos. We'll make it like an unintentional sin. A person can do an intentional sin, and tshuva is so great, it can turn it into an unintentional sin. Wow, tshuva is givaldik. As the pasuk says, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha, kishalt the bavaynecha. An avon is something you do on purpose. An avon, means it was on purpose. But kishalt means it was a michshol. Michshol means an accident. That's a good shogeg. So the Gemara learns ha avon meizidhu. An avon means you did it meizid. But kakar le michshol, but it calls it a michshol. So you see, a person, it's possible through tshuva to turn that which you did b'mezid into that which you did only b'shogeg. It lowers the severity of it. But the Gemara is akasha ini. Is it so? Is this really true? But I'm a Reish Lakish, because didn't Reish Lakish say g'day l'tshuva? How good is tshuva? She's doing is not schuyas, because that which you did amazing could be made into that which you did. You could get a schus out of it, not just shogeg, a schus. It turns into a mitzvah. And he quotes the pasuk. We'll take a time. I won't quote it because I was looking at that clock, and that clock says we have more than 5 minutes left. But that clock says we have less than 5 minutes. So okay, so we're gonna leave the rest. But we have a kasha, Reish Lakish. One place Reish Lakish says if a person does tshuva, he takes his intentional sins and turns them into unintentional sins. And one place where Reish Lakish says if he does intentional sins, he turns them into mitzvos, zechuyos. Ask the Gemara, I will kasha, says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. One is the tshuva mi'ava, one is tshuva mi'ira, right? Lo kasha, says the Gemara, kan mi'ava, kan mi'ira. When he's a tshuva, he's afraid of the din, what's going to happen, then his intentional sins become unintentional. But when he's a tshuva mi'ava, he wants to be closer to Hashem, he wants to change, he wants to be a better person, then his mitzvos turn into zechuyos, averos turn into mitzvos. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. A person is being judged for Rosh Hashanah. Tafshin Pei Vav. Right? Last night, so Tafshin Pei Vav. Come to Rosh Hashanah, he's judged. You're half and half. When he's going to do more mitzvahs now, if there's any tshuva, those are going to be for Tafshin Pei Zion. That's not going to help him for this year. He's being judged on this year. How does he tip the scale? But if he does tshuva, the averus he did turn into mitzvahs. If he does tshuva mi'ava, because the bears jump from the Averis side to the Mitzvah side, then it can tip the scale. Because he's taking what he did in Tafshin Pei Vav and turning it into a mitzvah. That's how he can be zoche to the din of Nichtav L'chaim. But that's a simple cheshbon. Now, I just want to tell you, right, there's a lot of things about Rosh Hashanah. You know, we have Simanim. We didn't get to talk about Simanim so much because the clock was the wrong time in the one I was looking at. But if you want, you can take, there's a lot of Simanim. Now, why do I bring this up? Because it's important to have kavanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day of tefillah, right? We know that Chana, her tefillahs were answered. She conceived on Rosh Hashanah. Sarah, her tefillahs were answered. She conceived on Rosh Hashanah. It's a day of tefillah. Don't waste the day, right? There's simanim here. The simanim have lots of meaning to them, right? We didn't have time to discuss it. Maybe if I have time, I'll try to post something for tomorrow. But I was going to talk about the simanim also, but maybe I'll try to post something. You can keep it. But my point is, I want you to have kavanah. I'm going to visit Hashem again, post a shir, and I'm going to talk about the different kavanah you can have in the different simanim. But have kavanah in everything you do. It's a very chashuv a day. Don't waste a day. It would be such a waste if you go to the Suda on Rosh Hashanah, and after Suda, you know, you just go and play Settlers. Like you do almost, maybe every time. It'd be such a waste. Make sure, look, if you need to put your head down and take a nap because you're exhausted, okay. But don't go to your bed. Don't lie down for 2.5 hours. You need to make the most of the day. We're being judged. It's our life is on the line. Hashem wants to see, what do we want to do with our life? What's the chayim we want? Right? We say, remember us for life. It's the life of Torah we want. Right? Rosh Hashanah this year is on Shabbos. We're going to go to the show for the first day. And spend the time. Start the year off, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Learn Hilchos Shabbos. Make your Shabbos different. Rosh Hashanah can be the start of a different Shabbos for you. Every Shabbos you go, you play games with your friends. Make sure you spend time learning Torah also. Start this year, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. You can start, there's so many svarim. There's Hilchos Shabbos svarim. Learn Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos. Better your Shabbos. Make it more geshmak, more spiritual. Mrs. Hashem, we'll have a good year. Sweet year. Like I said, hopefully I'll post something else about the simanim, but you could take these if you want for now. This is similar to